press that, and it's recording.
I have to press record twice.
Sad but true.
Yes, it is. That's a lot of work. I'm going to have really thin fingers if we keep doing this. If only you could record the look on Annie's face every time I talk.
That's what video cameras are for, but unfortunately, that technology is still not in our reach.
I keep saying I'm going to learn to draw really fast and just make flipbooks to go along with our video show.
High tech.
It's high tech. I once did a flipbook about a dot getting run over by a car. It took me about a week.
I think I did a stick man running across a page out of post-it notes, and my mom was all pissed that I used the post-it notes.
They're hard to flip, though.
I used an entire pad of post-it notes for a man running across a post-it note.
I'm pretty sure mine was Tupperware paper. My mom used to get these big cubes that were, like, Tupperware.
Tupperware?
No. She was a Tupperware lady for 13 years, and they gave them these weird promos? Promios. It was
like Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, it was promos delivered by a man with no shirt on. It was Romeo.
Ew.
Like Romeo. Might eat a giraffe.
I think eating giraffe would be actually a step up from eating a plastic inflatable, or not inflatable, expandable, what are they? Plastic vendor smoothie giraffe.
Yeah. Wait. So wait, eating a giraffe would be better than eating a plastic blender?
Yeah, because a giraffe, you know, not that far off from cow. Just tall, skinny cow.
Oh, a real live giraffe.
Well, yeah. When did you think I met? A stuffed animal giraffe?
I don't know.
Have you forgotten that actual giraffes really do exist?
I think I did. Somewhere along the line.
Somewhere around 750.
Yeah, after 800, I was pretty much like, they don't exist on anything but paper, because I can't even find new stuffed animals anymore.
There's one by my work.
Oh.
It's big. It's like a 4 foot tall one.
4 foot tall?
Wow. I guess relative to actual giraffes, not so big.
Yeah. But relative to other things.
Relative to me, kind of big.
Ah. But you're taller than 4 foot.
Yeah, but I didn't say bigger.
Oh, you said big.
Yeah.
That implies large.
Well, but I mean, my relationship with a post-it note, it's definitely kind of small. 4 foot tall giraffe? Well, that's almost kind of in my space, that. I don't know.
Your logic is amazing.
Forget I brought it up.
I just turned on it against my nose.
I'm sure that's going to sound really sounds. Good.
I didn't get any snot on the microphone. Annie has these amazing microphones with little afros. You have to hold on with bar ties.
I like to think of them as fuzzy black condoms.
Back to my mother. The other part of doing a radio show is my laugh is going to break, like, everybody's eardrums every couple minutes.
hold the microphone. Do the Mariah Carey where okay. When you hit the high note, you
go,
pull the mic away a little bit, yeah. I always hated that. I don't think she actually needs to do that. I think she does it to show off.
I think she's actually doing arm exercises. I think she's...
She does have kind of, you know, matronly arms. She could... Don't look at me like that.
Sorry. I'm going to hold it against my cheek now.
On my forehead?
That's just going to sound like... to our listeners
at
home.
On my left cheek. Maybe my left cheek has better reception than my right cheek.
Why don't you hold it to your heart so we can see if you're actually dead or not?
Okay.
And we can't actually see what's going on, so we have no idea.
I believe I'm alive. Did I just go into song just now?
Is that a song?
I don't know. I think I just made it up.
It kind of sounds like it, but...
Oh, wait. I was expecting you to start, and I was going to jump in. Oh. I believe I'm alive.
I believe I can touch the sky.
I believe that my heart's beating in my chest.
And all the rest.
La, la, la. It's one of those songs where the main chorus is just one single word. Over and over again.
La la la.
La 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 la. Well.
But I think your mom's stories of fuzzy black condoms are actually going to keep me going. So.
Okay, good. What other stories do I have about my mom?
I've never met your mom.
She's...
I feel like I know her like a
A fuzzy black
wicked
condom?
Wicked stepsister.
Oh. I know your mom like a fuzzy black condom.
I don't know too many fuzzy black condoms. Just this one here in front of my mouth.
And this one.
And the one in front of your mouth.
Yeah, that's two.
They don't taste good.
I only tasted mine. I'm imagining yours is like...
Yeah, yours
black
is probably
licorice.
Like chocolate souffle ripple with bananas. Mine's just butt.
And Oreo chunks.
Oh, you got Oreo chunks?
Mm-hmm. Right there. Right by that switch that looks like a unibrow. I don't know what it is.
I'm glad you illustrated that for the listeners.
Yes.
So that they know.
It's a straight line.
So it's sort of like a Burt unibrow instead of like a Frida Kahlo double arches unibrow.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Kind of like a Colleen Venable 6th grade unibrow rather than a... Colleen Venable has let it grown in a bit. 25-year-old unibrow.
I didn't know you had a unibrow.
I used to.
I haven't seen any pictures of you as a small child.
Oh, I have pictures up there as a small child. I'm actually that small child.
Look, a small child. Okay. Must be Colleen.
I keep random pictures of small children in my room just in case someone ever wants to see a picture of me as a small child.
It's probably not even actually you. It's probably some other cute little kid. You can just be like, yeah, that's totally me in that little ballerina outfit. Yeah, I had a perfectly normal childhood.
It was a jazz outfit.
Oh, I didn't realize that there were bangles on it. Sorry. The hot pink and black leggings should have tipped me off, but...
It was hot. That was during the years when I was a 4-year-old prostitute. Those were the days.
That's actually your...
So our show's for kids.
This is an all-ages show.
It is, except for my mother. She's not allowed here.
She's too old.
She's not old. Actually, she's really young. For as mothers go, you know, as people who've given birth a couple times go and they've given birth to people that could give birth if they wanted to, but they don't.
How much older is your sister?
2.5 years.
I guess that's not that much.
Yeah. She just turned 50, actually. Not my sister, my mom. You're young, Mom!
My mom's almost 60, so she's younger than my mom.
Yeah, my grandmother just turned 72.
I have an idea.
What?
Since we're not really putting this one up.
Okay.
But we're just amusing ourselves and being stupid assholes.
Yes.
Let's do silly voices and noises and things.
Okay, like what?
Well, you can start off with the classic Colleen Venable.
Which is this voice?
No.
This is my voice. This is my voice that lives inside my body.
And I'm looking for how irritating it is to everybody else that they have to do it.
It is not. Actually, I know exactly how irritating it is. Because I had many, many years with this being my answer machine voice because I was an asshole.
An asshole? It kind of sounds like Meatbad a little bit.
Actually, you gotta go deeper for Meatbad.
More deep sheet.
Little Meatbad. But well, I can do this kind of intonation. The top hold low. Yeah, now I don't even sound like I got a little phlegm, and it's really hard to do this. I could always do fake British. That's not very entertaining. And I don't do a very good fake British other than saying the word British.
Alright then.
It's really fake. And British.
It's very British. It's sort of a South British. It's sort of a Bristol hoity toity. Water.
I'm hoity and I'm toity. And I lost my accent accidentally. I'm a dentally.
Willin? How about Barrett?
Barrett.
I'm an Australian Barrett, apparently. Crikey! It's very dangerous.
I was wondering about that.
If I was a Barrett, I would sound a little bit like this.
Like
that? I think I would sound like this. And I wouldn't move my mouth as much as I need to move my words.
You know,
I do. What do I know?
Diarrhea runs in the genes.
Okay, I should not have laughed.
That's a punchline to a joke. I can't remember the rest of the joke, so I just said the punchline.
It's a pretty good punchline, though. It's something about, actually like, standalone fairly well.
Yeah, it's just like a two-line joke. It's like there's a setup line, and then there's the punchline. It's not like a long...
I can't do armpit farts.
I could totally do... I was, like, the best armpit farter until I got boobs. And then it was all over. I can't do it anymore.
Mm. You're like a boob fart. Only we had video to do the most popular radio show... Video show... Show... Ever! The most popular show ever.
Radio.
Radio. So what should our show be called? Should it be just called Fluff Radio or Fluffin' Radio?
Oops, I Fluffed? No.
Oops, I Fluffed? Oops, I Fluffed Radio?
Fluff FM?
Fluff FM?
I don't like
actually,
that.
Actually...
Were you going to say you like that?
I was like, that's kind of funny. Fluff FM.
Except that it's not really FM.
Fluff Podcast. Oh, that's catchy.
You don't have any characters whose name starts with P.
Fuzzywig.
Starts with an F.
PH, if he's going to be snooty. Professor. Professor Fuzzywig.
But Professor Podcast?
Professor Podcast. That's pretty stupid.
We could do the podcast. Yes.
And we'll just talk about, like, ways to... Right now, I'm clenching my buttocks and making it stronger for lifting things. Ooh, ooh, let's work on our theme song. Okay, I could actually probably have the piano plugged into your thing, but... So loud! It's burning me!
Okay, this sounds like coming out of the keys, Colleen.
La 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 la
okay, that's gonna be the most heinous thing to listen to. I'm gonna like go kill myself while you play that again.
Okay. Like, so let's not have a name, because we're anti-name.
No, we're not. We're anti-corporations.
Oh, crap. We still need a name.
You have to call it something.
Something?
Fibby.
Fibbies. We're amphibians.
No, we're not.
I am.
I don't know about you, Colleen, but I'm definitely mammalian.
Mammalian? Oh. I'm a mammalian. I go to mammalian mass. We learn about sharing.
What?
That's what mammalians care about.
They care about.
We care about sharing and squirrels.
No, swearing aloud.
Oh, we don't swear.
Poop Snickles.
What? You're out! You're out! You'll never touch another squirrel again!
It's not on George Carlin's list.
You're out!
Things you can't see on radio?
No, it's the extended version. It's number 25, right after Plukalog. Oh, God, I said it! Oh, I'm out. I'm out. No more squirrels for
me. We'll start a new one.
A new what?
A new club.
Oh, what's our club going to be called? Because we need a name! I think I got really close to the microphone. I think I'm going to kill somebody. If anyone dies by listening to my fake voice, I mean my very, very real voice.
This is what mammalians sound like. Be proud of your race, Ollie.
I'm a mammalian.
I'm sort of like Alf, except for that Alf likes cats.
Yes.
Gross.
That's the way mammalians laugh. Oh, it's Colleen, I'm back.
I'm sorry. I had to kill that mammalian. I'm sorry. It was gory, but...
That's okay. He was doing weird things with the squirrels in the neighborhood.
Eating our peanuts.
And we don't have enough.
Her
mammalians. Mammalians. Mammalians sound a lot like a guy in the background of the Monty Python. I think of my mammalian British this time.
That's okay. They're from all over the country.
My aliens live everywhere. Wherever there is cheese on the floor.
Cheese on the floor? I thought they liked squirrels.
They like the squirrels, but they live where the cheese is. It makes perfect sense if you think about
sort
it.
Sort of like cheesy hobbits.
Cheesy hobbits that like the squirrels.
I bet you a hobbit would love to eat a mammalian.
I bet you a mammalian would love to be... Never mind.
Where are you going with that train of thought?
I went back to the fuzzy black condoms again.
Oh dear. When in doubt, make fun of your mother.
When in doubt, return to fuzzy black condoms. It says so on my tattoo.
Right next to your Hulk Hogan tattoo.
Right next to the 12 of them. Uh-oh, I turned into an old lady.
An old lady, an old British lady.
My Hulk Hogan tattoo takes up half of my buttocks on the right side, and the other half...
That was really only a quarter of your buttocks.
Well, if you're talking about total bucket space,
I'm talking total box space.
Total box.
Both sides.
Well, the
it doesn't span the Great Continental Divide, is what I'm saying.
Oh no, that's where I keep my Andre the Giant tattoo. He's big.
All the other sides are on the big Continental Divide.
Please. He goes around.
He goes around.
In and out, you know.
Does he do the mambo when you wiggle your butt?
I don't wiggle my bum much. I'm a little old. I'm 74.
Well, it must wiggle on its own.
I don't leave my chair, so I basically am sitting on pro wrestlers all day, knitting away.
Well, they're about the only things that are strong enough to hold you up. Oh, reckon.
Now she's just being mean.
That's the size of yours.
Well, I don't. You can't
even get up.
Oh, shit.
What kind of charade are you playing, ma'am?
I don't know, but there's a beetle in my apartment.
Look, I just want to hold your hand.
I can't get up. I've got pro wrestlers stuck on my bottom.
Oh, what now? The pro wrestler tattoos are holding them down.
They're heavy.
Rather than them holding you up.
I don't know what you're saying. The truth is, I'm tired.
Okay, let me just say this. Start out. Mm-hmm. Angela Lansbury. Do you think I say that weird?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were playing hot or not. Say it again.
Why get into that? Okay. Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury.
Do you think I say it funny?
No.
Okay. So, last night my friend was talking about seeing Broadway in Albuquerque when it comes through town, because that is the fucking hot spot to be, right?
Uh-huh.
So apparently one of the four shows that's going through Albuquerque this year is Oklahoma, and she decided just to buy season tickets for all four shows because she could get like for $100 to go see all four of them with her little Nike or whatever. So she was saying that, well, she didn't really want to see Oklahoma, but she might as well because it's like the Great American Musical. And then she said, you know, that and Sweeney Todd. And I kind of thought, you know, Sweeney Todd is good, but I don't really think of it as being, like, the Great American Musical.
Yeah.
So, I said this to her. I said, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm a crackly girl. Go on, sorry. I have to remember to move the microphone down when I do that.
Okay. So I said, you know, aside from Angela Lansbury, I didn't like it all that much. And she was like, do you have a crush on Angela Lansbury? Why do you always talk about Angela Lansbury? You say her name funny. You have a weird tone in your voice, and you say Angela Lansbury. And I was just, you know, if I did, I would say so. But seeing as how I don't, it really kind of, I didn't know what to make of that.
Yeah, I mean, if you were like Angela Lansbury,
I know, right? So
then maybe I would think you had a crush on her. But other than the occasional co-star on, like, Murder, She Wrote, she always seemed to be getting hit on in those episodes.
I never really watched Murder, She Wrote. I would always watch the opening sequence and her, like, typing on the typewriter, mm-hmm. and then I would change the channel. Except for some reason, I liked the opening sequence.
Murder, She Wrote was actually a pretty awesome show.
I'm sure mm-hmm. it was, but I think I was just too young for it at the time.
Yeah.
And she's in Bread Knobs and Broomsticks.
Bread Knobs?
Bread Knobs. Bread Knobs.
Bread Knobs. It was a sequel. It was sponsored by Wheat Farmers of America. And wheat prices rose! I mean, wheat sales rose! And Angela Lansbury was to blame for Atkins.
Damn Angela Lansbury.
Damn you, Angela Lansbury.
Wacky.
We still didn't think of a name, did we?
Nope. You call it Head Knobs Radio. We could call it Lansbury versus Diller.
A theme song.
And a sign-off.
A sign-off and a name.
And a few characters.
A few, yes. And I would like to do, like 5-minute sketches.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I don't know if we could edit this show down to have a portion that doesn't contain a fuzzy condom joke.
It has been the recurring theme. This is definitely the name of this show is Black Fuzzy Condoms.
Black Fuzzy Condoms.
And the sad thing is, it's totally PG because we're not even talking about actual condoms. We're talking about the little fuzzy things on the tops of microphones.
Yes, that's true.
We're talking about microphones.
This whole show has been microphone themed. So, I guess...
I believe I'm alive.
I believe I'm alive. I believe that my heart is working. I believe that it's
down in my chest with all the rest
of the guts and the stuff that makes me gross if it fell out.
Grosser than what? Gross all the men out? What did you say?
I said that would be gross if it fell out. Oh. Meaning my chest juice is all over the floor. I should be a professional singer. Totally. Actually, I do decent spoof songs. So if we ever need to do spoof songs, I could write them.
I can do spoof songs too.
Yes.
That was my successful collaborations in that.
My old job at summer camp when I was counselor. I had to do spoof songs. I did them very funnily. And people laughed a lot.
Oh, Natasha.
Natasha. I don't know exactly what accent this is. I guess it's French, right?
Kinda, sort of French, yes.
It wasn't French before, it just became French. Uh-huh. It's mostly I need to clear my throat.
It's very bad. I have been waiting for you.
Yeah, I can't do it very well now because I lost the phlegm.
It was lodged in my tooth.
You had phlegm in your tooth.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
How do you get phlegm in your tooth?
I got gaps.
Well,
I got
golly.
Gaps. They're multiplying. And there's phlegm in one of them. And it makes me sound sometimes French.
It's disgusting.
You better shape up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. If you don't need phlegm.
If my molar set on you.
Set on you.
Something, something. Better get yourself an electric toothbrush.
Or some floss that will not do. But I guess it will be.
Then nothing left for me to do. Got phlegm in your throat.
That's a phlegm in my throat song. I am actually getting phlegm in my throat. So do you think I'll die if I eat a baby diaper?
Well, yeah, if you had a baby diaper, you would die.
You think so?
Eating a tiny sip of giraffe particle that's made of similar materials? No.
See?
But an entire baby diaper, you'd fucking die.
I have to
especially
decide.
If there was, like, baby shit in it.
Tomorrow night, I don't know, I'm not eating baby shit. just eating giraffe.
Not a baby diaper.
No, that's true.
That implies use.
Yeah, so tomorrow night I'm gonna do the pictures and stuff for the giraffe thing. So if you're around.
Okay, I'm around.
Come down and help me and make sure I don't die. I think it'd be funny just to chronicle it. Just explain, like. So, yeah, I guess we're done with the first show. We can edit it out and get some stuff.
We could be done.
Shite. Scheiser. Scheiser. There's a geyser in my belly.
A geyser of Scheiser.
Dear Lazar, there's a geyser of Scheiser. Dear Lazar, geyser. So why don't you get rid of it? Dear Henry, so why don't you get rid of it? In the bathroom, Henry. Because I like my Scheiser down there. Dear Lazar, because I like my Scheiser down there. What the hell's Scheiser down there doing?
Most people have Scheiser. Not necessarily geysers of Scheisers, but...
I don't want a geyser coming out of me anyway. No matter what it's filled with, a geyser of chocolate milk is still not something I'd want. And I like chocolate milk a lot.
What if you had a geyser of chocolate milk coming out of your belly button?
I'm really grossed out by belly buttons, so no. I don't do the belly button thing.
How do you not do it? Did you have it surgically removed, Colleen?
No, I just have a very... I have a very inny. Like, I feel like you could lose things in it. I'm very scared of it.
You have a cave? You have belly button?
I had a ring once and it disappeared. I'm convinced that's where it went.
Cat?
I had a cat once, yeah. I had a friend once.
Def Leppard concert?
The entire concert was gone. And I was like, my stomach feels a little heavier than usual. And I kept hearing music coming out. And
it was Def Leppard. It wasn't even like a good band. It was like some shitty ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Not some shitty ass, though. Some all engulfing.
Sorry.
Some. I bet there was a shitty ass of him in there, too. You're playing with sound effects?
I was thinking about it.
We could use some sound effects with this thing.
Ah, yes. Ow! Ow! Stop breaking all of the bones in my body!
Talk! You're gonna learn to talk!
Wait, that's not a very good gangster voice.
You're gonna learn to talk. Joey's gonna teach you how to talk.
Yeah. I think we should definitely do some Brooklyn accents.
Ain't while nothing
we're here.
But love for you, baby.
I got nothing but love for you.
I'm singing Joey.
Not Gladstone. What is his name? Blossom's brother, Joey.
Whoa. Joey, yeah.
Whoa.
Do they even have last names? I just thought they were Blossom and Joey.
Hmm. They had a last name.
Not but a Fuco.
Wasn't but a Fuco. Butter and Fuco.
Together at once. At last.
At last.
I can't believe it's not a butter. Spray.
I can't believe it's not butter. Geyser. It's a geyser of butter.
A geyser of butter. A oh geyser. My god,
it's
you guys.
It's a geyser of non-butter.
Barbara Streisand. It's not just butter. It's a geyser of butter.
She's got a geyser coming out of every pore.
Every orifice.
As you stand next to her, you will be covered in geyser.
Huh. I went into the voice again.
I'm kind of curious to listen to this.
What?
I'm kind of curious to listen.
Let's listen to it. Turn it off.
Okay, but we have to... Let's have a closing.
Oh, are we going to take another 20 minutes to get the closing?
No, well, let's just say... And we're... thank you for...
And we're off.
And we're off.
No dick for me, thank you.
And... Puss my condoms, go!
Put
back condoms.
Ladies and gentlemen, please listening. Keep please tune in next week while we talk about something that we don't know yet because we're not psychic and can't see the future. And all you shit wands who keep asking me what we're gonna do, fuck off because I don't know. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you anyway. You low life scum.
Excuse me.
Piece of shit. What?
Us Memelians don't like the fact you're swearing on our program. Us Memelians would like to say if there's any screws listening, we will be by the cheese in the corner of the closet in the third hallway. Come and visit. We'll bring cheese, because we've already got it. And peanuts.
What kind of cheese do you have? Have a squirrel.
Well, we're running low on the good stuff, so we've got some... Well, there's some handy snacks.
No. You better give us something better than fucking handy snacks bullshit.
Handy snacks? But it's the snack that keeps giving. Like, for 10 minutes or so. If you eat it
giving.
If you eat it slowly.
There's like four tiny ass crackers in there. And a little fucking... They can't even give you enough. They give you a little piece of plastic red thing.
If you suckle the red thing slow enough, your cheese could last hours.
Suckle.
Suckle. Okay, so we're leaving now, and thank you for listening to the first ever Fluff Radio, the most entertaining show ever. We're actually going to have skits and stuff, which, oh god, that sounds awful.
We're going to have skits, and they're going to be funny.
It'll be like Girl Scout Camp.
And you're going to laugh.
We're going to start a campfire, and then we can all get into troops, and then we can do skits. It'll be so funny.
So we're going to start off with a skit, and then we're going to do some lanyard, and then we're going to canoe.
You know what skit I want to do? I want to do the one where you have like a pole and two people, and it's some kind of joke about two suckers on a stick. It's like a candy shop. You know that one?
No. I don't know, but I know the one where someone sticks their arms in someone else's armpit, and they said, I'm gonna make them put on a hat and eat something.
That one's pretty good, though.
That one's pretty good. So, yeah.
And
so
then we can take the Titanic song, and we can take the Make New Friends and keep the old one.
Yeah.
Characters are silly names.
So, this is Colleen A. Fennable saying goodnight and a pleasant to fuck.
That's Tina Fey, I'm sorry, and Jane Curtin, and so you can't do it.
I know. But
you can't do something that's already been redone.
So, this is Colleen A.F. Venable saying, lock your door when you sleep, because I know how to pick locks.
Wait, that makes no sense.
You'll feel so
at least give me a challenge, people, come on!
That's my theory. I'm like, it's stupid when I just could open a door.
I picked the lock and then I realized it was open anyway.
I like to spoon.
You like to spoon? Well, good night. This is Annie signing out, and,
do you like to spoon?
I like to fork, personally. I can fork all day and night.
I like to spork. It's kind of like spooning on me. You kick the person in your sleep.
Okay. End of that.
And we're done!